This is a Fox News alert. A deadly school shooting in St. Louis on Lisa Brady. There were initial reports of students injured. Now we know three people are dead, including the suspect.
Our children shouldn't have to experience this.
An emotional St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones on the shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School that left an adult and a student dead. Interim Police Chief Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sachs said the shooter, who is also dead, got into the building, which was locked. The locked door may have saved lives.
The fact that the door did cause pause for the suspect, that bought us some time.
None of the deceased have been identified yet.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Also, no word on a possible motive or the suspect's connection to the school. Earlier today in Michigan.
You understand the maximum possible penalties you face here?
Yes, sir.
16-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who withdrew an insanity plea, admitting he opened fire at Oxford High School last year, killing four, injuring seven. He could face life in prison without parole when he's sentenced next year. His parents still charged with involuntary manslaughter for giving him access to the gun. A temporary reprieve for South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's fighting an order to answer grand jury questions in Georgia's probe of possible efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas temporarily blocking the questioning as Graham's court fight continues. An early season respiratory virus is surging in 33 states.
It's called respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and it's pushing some children's hospitals to capacity. The RSV virus is mostly mild with cold-like symptoms, runny nose, cough, trouble breathing, sometimes wheezing and lethargy. But it can also cause bronchitis and pneumonia.
Fox's Therese Crowley. The CDC says kids under age 5 are the most affected, but adults over age 65 are also at risk. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning abortion rights was based on a case in Mississippi, which is now expecting thousands more births each year and questions about enough hospitals to handle that.
Earlier this month, Mississippi's state health officer told lawmakers an additional 5,000 babies will likely be born in Mississippi now each year. The state's 15-week abortion law was the case the Supreme Court considered in overturning Roe v. Wade. But after that, a state trigger law took effect, banning all abortions except in cases of rape or incest or to save the life of the mother. This, as the Associated Press notes, the state's only neonatal intensive care unit closed in July due to finances, and Greenwood's Loeffler Hospital announced it is closing its labor and delivery unit. CDC data shows Mississippi has the highest infant mortality rate and has among the highest maternal mortality rates. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden reiterating a pledge to make Roe v. Wade federal law if Democrats keep control of the House and elect two more senators. The president also tweeting his pledge to sign an abortion rights bill in January, which marks 50 years since the Supreme Court's decision legalizing abortion. Britain's ruling party picks a new prime minister.
Rishi Sunak is therefore elected as leader of the Conservative Party.
Sir Graham Brady, with Conservative lawmakers revealing the decision. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will become the third Prime Minister this year.
It is the greatest privilege of my life.
He's also Britain's first leader of color.
There is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity.
He replaces Liz Truss, who quit last week after 45 tumultuous days in office.
Fox's CJ Papa. Wall Street's extending Friday's rally, at least for now. The Dow's up 326 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.